Now, as we look forward as a church family, as we've already said, there are lots of challenges that we're going to be facing. Andy particularly highlighted for us, we do have big needs financially coming up, and in some ways they're bigger than we have faced in quite a long time. Now, as Andy said, I thought what Andy said was brilliant, because he pointed us back to say, but we can trust the Lord. The Lord has provided so far, and he will provide again. But we have got big challenges. There are many encouragements. We've already thought about those this afternoon, so I'm not going to go back over them. But there are many encouragements from this last year. How the Lord has been at work among us. And we should give lots of thanks to God for so much. But like I say, there are big challenges. Challenges for us financially. Challenges for us as a church family in loving one another. Do see Andrea afterwards. But there are big needs.
There are needs in fabric. There are needs in outreach. There are a whole load of needs. How do we go forward as a church family with so many needs and yet so many encouragements as well? How do we go forward? There are many times in the Bible where God's people face difficulties, face challenges. In fact, it seems like this is the norm for God's people. We always face challenges. I was really encouraged by the leader of a large church in Southwark, who said he was being praised for how many things they as a church were doing. And he said, well, it just feels from the inside like we're just lurching from one crisis to another. And that, it's kind of encouraging, isn't it? Because if he's saying that, actually, that's just normal for church families, I think. But how do we face this? I want to tell you about a guy in the Bible called Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, if you've got to look him up in 2 Chronicles 20, because I'm not going to give you the ending of the story. But it's a great story. King Jehoshaphat was king of Judah. And Jehoshaphat was told by his advisors that there were armies from surrounding nations gathered against Judah. They were surrounding them, they were gathering, and they were going to fight against them, and they had no chance of winning. And King Jehoshaphat did what a good king should do. He led the people in prayer. He led the people in prayer, and at the end of the prayer, it ends like this. He speaks of the surrounding nations who are coming against them. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Now that is a good place to be. That is a good prayer to pray. To say, Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. And then word came from the Lord to Jehoshaphat. And the word from the Lord was to say, don't worry. Do not be afraid. The battle is not yours, God says, but his. And he tells them to march down against the enemy. He tells them to get the army together and march down to face the enemy. But he says, you won't need to fight. Now, just imagine how that felt for Jehoshaphat and for his army. This opposing army, which was so vast. And yet God was saying, don't be afraid, but you do need to go out and face them. But you won't need to fight. The battle is mine. Now, that is a great challenge for them, isn't it? Because the challenge is, are you going to trust God and are you going to obey? When it comes down to it, a lot of the Christian life is that, isn't it? Trust and obey. And that's what they needed to do. Trust God, that God would win the victory for them, but obey as well. They had to go out. And imagine the morning of that going out, what that would have felt like. Bit like the top of the roller coaster thing, isn't it? Bit scary. Bit kind of, is this really going to happen? Can we trust the Lord? Well, we're going to go out and find out. And that's what it's like at the beginning of, well, the beginning of any year, actually, for a church. We need to trust God and we need to obey. Do what God tells us to do. It's at moments like that that our faith is tested and strengthened. What's going to happen next as we trust and obey? And what you find in the story, I'm not going to tell you how the Lord answered their prayer. You're going to have to look it up for yourselves. 2 Chronicles 20, look it up when you get home. See how it's wonderful how the Lord answered their prayer and how the Lord rescued them. But it ends up with them coming back to Jerusalem, praising God in the temple. Praising God. See, when we face challenges, it is a wonderful opportunity for us to grow in faith and to grow in praising God. So what do? We need to trust and obey. That's going to involve three things for us. So I've put down the clicker already. Here we go. three things for us. We need to be devoted to the Lord. I'm just going to run through these things quickly. There are quite a few things. There are a few things as we look forward. So devoted to the Lord, that we devote ourselves to God. We've seen growth in prayer over this last year. We've been seeing growth in prayer, but we mustn't rest on our laurels on that. I want us as a church family to keep growing in prayer, to keep loving praying and praying together. We've had more people coming to our prayer meetings over the last year. Well, let's have even more. Well, how about you joining us in the prayer meetings if you're not coming along already? How about joining us to pray month by month and at our prayer breakfasts? Join us to pray. That's part of being devoted to the Lord. We need to be prayerful, as Jehoshaphat was. So devoted to the Lord. Next, devoted to one another. Loving one another. God commands us to love one another. And he command, just as he commanded Israel to go out, so he commands us actually to love one another. We've seen that over this last year, haven't we, in various of our passages that we've looked at, that we've looked at in sermons. Jesus' command that if we're his followers, we need to show that by loving one another. And so therefore, have a chat with Andrea afterwards. Could you be involved a bit more, maybe? And you know, we're all involved in pastoral care. Could you help in another way? Maybe by doing some visiting, maybe by doing some transport. But we also, devoted to one another is caring for one another, but also our day away. Can I encourage you to get along on our day away? We're going to have John Benton. He came and spoke for us last year in the autumn. He's led a church for many years, and he's going to be our speaker for our day away. Could you get that in your diary? I realise I haven't put down the date on here. I think it's the 7th of July. Can someone nod at me? Yeah. Thank you. Well done. You all know, don't you? Okay, have you got it in your diary? 7th of July to go away. It's part of being a church family that we want to go away and spend time together. Could you get that in your diary? It's going to be a really good time. There'll be children's ministry and John will come and speak for the adults. Part of being a church family. Could you come with us on that day away? So, devoted to the Lord, devoted to one another, but also devoted to mission, devoted to reaching out. We have our orders from our King. Jesus tells us to go and make disciples of all nations, doesn't he? And that means as church, we've got to be always on the lookout for how can we get the good news out to the people that we're with. C.T. Studd famously said, some want to live within the sound of church or chapel bell. I want to run a rescue shop within a yard of hell. Well, I don't know what you think about this area, whether we're in a yard of hell. But actually, in a way we are, aren't we? Because within this neighbourhood, how many people at the moment are lost without Christ? Who, if they died tonight, would actually go to hell. And therefore, we need to have that concern for the lost. That concern for the lost, which actually you see in the book of Jonah. We saw it on the last day of Holiday Club, that the Lord loves the people of this area and he longs for them to turn to him. And we're here. We've been put here. This church was planted here to reach out to the people of this area. And that's a great thing for us to do. But we've got to have that passion for the lost. Not only that they'd be rescued from hell, but actually that living for Jesus is the best life. It is what we were created for. And therefore, let's have that passion together. Keep going in that passion. We need to help one another keep going in seeking to reach out. So what's that going to look like? Well, financial. That does involve finances, doesn't it? Of giving so that we can see the mission continue and can grow in that. Children's and youth minister. We are advertising at the moment for a children's and youth minister. The advert is out there. The deadline for applications is the 25th of May. Okay, so please be praying about that and for that appointment. And part of the focus of that role is going to be outreach to children and young people. There's a key area there for us in looking to reach out. But also our front lines. Each one of us, we're all called to be involved in this, aren't we? In our front lines. This is language we've picked up over the last few years of where the Lord has got us. And I wanted us to be encouraged by Paul Louis very recently had an opportunity in his work to share the gospel. So I just asked him if he would come and just share that with us. If you want to use the microphone there, that would be great. Thank you, Paul.
Hello. So before I speak about my front line at work, I must set the context. So what you see in my hands here is my company newsletter. So it's a newsletter that gets sent out around once a month, once a quarter to all the employees in my firm. You guys probably can't see the writing on it, but the topics range from mental well-being, ethnic diversity, LGBTQ+, gender and gender balance. So keep that in the back of your mind. So I was asked by my boss to speak to my fellow colleagues a couple of weeks ago, and I can't recall having a platform like this to speak before, but I thought I better not waste it, so I better find a way to give glory to God in it. So I prayed, asking the Lord to use his words through my lips, and I thought about Bart's tough job on that particular day. He had to speak the gospel in two different non-Christian settings. It gave me the courage to write something down, say it to the group with boldness and humility, and it definitely made people think. One person even came up to me after to talk about how she liked how I was open with my faith in a context where talking about Christianity and what is supposed to be a Christian country is too extreme these days. You see, we can talk about all sorts of ethnic, cultural, and gender issues, but religion, faith is being marginalized, and this is somewhat expected. Jesus is confrontational, no doubt about it. But we have to keep praying for people to hear the message of the gospel. Christians in the workplace, we need to be intentional with our conversations, intentional with what we communicate, and proclaiming what we hear whispered, proclaiming what we hear whispered on the housetops, as Jesus tells us in Matthew. And give thanks to the Lord and pray that he'd use it for his glory. So in the end, with my speech to the group, I'm very thankful to the Lord for helping me come up with the words, and hopeful he will use it indeed for his glory.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Paul. I just thought that was a great encouragement to say, actually, Paul had an opportunity there in his workplace, and thank you, and was able to take that and to speak of God in that workplace. But it doesn't have to be just in the workplace, can it? It can be at home. I've been very encouraged visiting Elizabeth Vogan that she is looking for opportunities. She's housebound, I gather she's in hospital, but she's looking for opportunities to speak to people about Jesus now. And we can all keep on looking for those opportunities. It can be hard, though. We know, don't we, nationally, it is hard at the moment. It seems like the harvest field is out there, but it's hard to see fruit, evangelistic fruit, of people turning to Jesus. We need just to keep going, keep looking for those opportunities. It's something that I'd like us, though, as a PCC in this new year, to sort of get a fresh vision for where we are as a church and where we're heading in terms of our outreach particularly, but in every area as well, that we are looking for how we can develop as a church in our outreach to the area. So, as we say, we need to be devoted to the Lord, devoted to one another, and devoted to the mission. And you might well say, well, it would have been easy for the Israelites back in 2 Chronicles 20. Okay, they were faced by a vast army, but they had a great leader in Jehoshaphat, and they had a promise from God, a specific promise from God to say, you're going to be all right, you're not going to need to fight. And you'd think, well, yeah, okay, we could do with something like that. But you know what? We have got a better leader than Jehoshaphat, which is not me. We've got the Lord Jesus. He is our leader. He is a greater leader than Jehoshaphat. He's the leader that Jehoshaphat points to, a leader who trusts God. And he is our leader. Jesus is our leader. And we can trust him. And we do have a word from the Lord. The word from the Lord is he will build his church. We don't know exactly how he's going to do it, just as the army didn't know how God was going to rescue them from the surrounding nations. But he's promised he will build his church. It'll often be surprising how God works, won't it? We know that, don't we? We'll often be surprised how exactly the Lord works these things out. But we can trust him that he will. And he promises he will be with us. And he is with us right now. And as we go forward, we don't know how the Lord's going to work, but we can trust him that he will. So we keep going together, devoted to the Lord, devoted to one another, and devoted to the mission. Now, before we sing and finish with a final prayer, anyone got any questions you want to ask? That's fine. That's all right. As we've said before, you can ask questions at any point. Well, why don't we stand and sing? Thank you, Brian. Might need parting of the chairs again. We're going to stand and sing.